It's time now for this week's American Workers Need You commentary by Michael Blehosh.
And ladies and gentlemen, the Consumer Reports National Research Center poll results show that 78% of America's consumers, when given a choice between an American-made product and a comparable import, would rather buy the American-made products. Over 80% of the respondents cited that retaining manufacturing jobs and keeping America strong in the global economy are their main reasons to buy American-made. About 60% of the people surveyed indicated that they would buy American-made clothing, appliances, and other goods, even if they cost more. Now, in spite of these positive reports, the problem remains that not enough American-made items are available in America's stores. Another issue of concern is the practice of some companies giving the appearance on product labels that they're made in America. Upon closer inspection, the items are totally foreign-made. Now, to ensure that you're buying and supporting American-based businesses and workers, I encourage you to look closely at every label. A product listing an American favorite or an item with an American flag or with red, white, and blue labeling doesn't always mean that the items are made or assembled in America. With the American population continuing to grow, America's economy continues to shrink. America still needs at least 42 million full and part-time jobs, and that's a statistic we've been trying hard to address through the Buy American Made campaign. So every time you speak up in support of American Made and you bypass imports in support of American Made, you leave a lasting impression on store personnel and also on business investors. In order for us to reach the 50-50 balance we need, we have to get more American-made products on shelves and in showrooms. So spend more of your dollars on products made and assembled in the USA so we can get more people working again. This is Michael Blehosh. Tune in to American Workers Radio every Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 12 noon on 860 a.m., serving Philadelphia and the tri-state area. And you can also listen live or to our rebroadcast worldwide on the internet from the links located on AmericanWorkersRadio.com.